Though Seattle might have gotten its start in Pioneer Square, the modern downtown began to develop several blocks to the northwest. By the early 20th century, rough-and-tumble Seattle had become a boom town, awash in cash generated from businesses related to the Alaskan gold rush. And with the money came the air of respectability. And with respectability came that staple of modern life, housewives looking for bargains on tomatoes. To serve that timeless need, the famous Pike Place Market was born in 1907, and it's been open for business ever since. Believe it or not, there was once a time in our nation's history when the phrase, "I'll meet you at Starbucks," needed no further explanation. That place was here at the market, where the world's most ubiquitous coffee's been brewing since the first store moved here in 1976. And even today, folks line up just to get a taste of that coffee that's only available in a mere 15,000 other places around the world. Though Seattle might have gotten its start in Pioneer Square, the modern downtown began to develop several blocks to the northwest. By the early 20th century, rough-and-tumble Seattle had become a boom town, awash in cash generated from businesses related to the Alaskan gold rush. And with the money came the air of respectability. And with respectability came that staple of modern life, housewives looking for bargains on tomatoes. To serve that timeless need, the famous Pike Place Market was cut. Though Seattle might have gotten its start in Pioneer Square, the modern downtown began to develop several blocks to the northwest. By the early 20th century, rough-and-tumble Seattle had become a boom town, awash in cash generated from businesses related to the Alaskan gold rush. And with the money came the air of respectability. And with respectability came that staple of modern life, housewives looking for bargains on tomatoes. To serve that timeless need, the famous Pike Place Market was born in 1907, and it's been open for business ever since. Believe it or not, there was once a time in our nation's history when the phrase, "I'll meet you at Starbucks," needed no further explanation. That place was here at the market, where the world's most ubiquitous coffee's been brewing since the first store moved here in 1976. And even today, folks line up just to get a taste of that coffee that's only available in a mere 15,000 other places around the world.